Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Pastor Shane Budby.
Okay, so if I could have the first verse of that scripture up, Angus, that'd be great. I love this translation of the Mark's account of the resurrection. And it's that first line that really caught my attention, and something which, not necessarily that first line of, but the angel said, as John said, that's kind of, it's what comes. Don't be alarmed. And as I read that and I saw that, it just jumped out at me because it started to speak about so much more than just the angel speaking to the women at the tomb to say, don't be alarmed because the Jesus you're looking for isn't here, he's risen. God just spoke to me in such a way and says, this is such a word and a message, not just of an angel, but it's what God says to us every single day. Don't be alarmed. The angel said it, but now God is saying that to us. In this situation, after one unexpected turn and then another, the angel says, don't be alarmed. But right now, today, this evening, God is saying it to you. Don't be alarmed. We live in alarming days. We watch the news, we read the paper, and we see all kinds of things that can cause us to feel alarmed about what's going on across the nations, about what's even going on in our own nation. But God still speaks to his people and says, don't be alarmed. Right now, there might be a feeling of alarmed, sadness, worry, fear, surprise, all the same feelings that the two ladies at the tomb would have felt as the angel appeared and said, don't be alarmed. I kind of wonder if he's saying, don't be alarmed, because Jesus isn't here, or if he's just saying, don't be alarmed, because I'd kind of need an angel to say to me, don't be alarmed, if an angel appeared to me. Without sounding too strange, I've had a personal visitation of heavenly hosts and heavenly angels here in Boston, actually. And they're not the little chubby babies in nappies with wings that we see. Oh, that's certainly not what I saw. That the angels are, you know, the description in the Bible of the heaven's armies, they're warrior angels, warring angels. So I think that those ladies may be needing a bit of reassurance from the angel as well. Don't be alarmed, okay? I'm not going to hurt you. But as the angel says that, and it says he's not here, he's risen, you will see him just as he told you you would see him. You'd see him just as he told you. You would see him. Don't be alarmed, because the promises of Jesus are not empty promises. Don't be alarmed, because when Jesus has told you you're going to see him, that was a promise that he meant. That was a promise that was true. That wasn't a promise that Jesus was going to break. When he told you that you're going to see him, don't be alarmed, because you are going to see him just as he told you. Don't be alarmed, because Good Friday's tragedy has turned to Easter Sunday's triumph. What looked like a tragedy, what looked like hope being lost, what looked like this whole thing had stopped and was gone and dead and buried, literally, became the joy and the triumph and the victory of Easter Sunday. And sadness, worry and fear, surprise, alarm are all things that we feel from time to time, maybe even day to day for some people, living a life of being sad, worried, fearful, surprised and alarmed. And these are not unfamiliar, I'm sure, to many of us. We're not unfamiliar with these particular emotions, these particular feelings, and these particular thoughts in our lives. And sometimes it's more than just a fire alarm going off. It's more than just a fire drill. It sometimes feels like a complete bomb has exploded in our lives. It feels like the air raid has hit in our lives from time to time. It feels as though we have hit a point where we have losses that are just unimaginable. We have things that go on in our lives, loss of health, loss of a friend, loss of a spouse, and sometimes loss of finance or other resources, and unexpected turns that happen in our life where something happens and all of a sudden we think, where did that come from? Man, where's this come from? I feel alarmed. I feel sad. I feel overwhelmed. I feel under pressure. But what God's saying tonight is, don't be alarmed. We're expecting to see God do something different. When the people felt alarmed because Jesus was dead, that alarm became joy. it turned to something far greater, because God's plan wasn't to stay in a place of being alarmed. God's plan was for it to turn into something greater. The tragedy of Good Friday becoming the triumphant victory of resurrection, Easter Sunday. That is the now for, as a Jesus follower, an ability to step into that and live every single day in the joy of Easter, not the tragedy of Good Friday. We live beyond the cross these days. I do like crucifixes, but I love empty crosses more, because Jesus isn't on the cross anymore. He didn't stay on the cross. He didn't stay in the tomb. He came forth. He conquered death and hell. Perhaps you were kind of expecting a particular situation to just turn out. It was going to be a shining success, but then it turned out to be a flop and you were alarmed. But don't be alarmed, the angel said at the tomb. But your God is saying that many times. It's not just once in the Bible where a heavenly host or God himself declares, don't be alarmed. That message or a paraphrase of that comes up time and time again. Don't be afraid. It talks about countless times in the Bible. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Abraham. This is God speaking to Abraham in the Old Testament, which is the section of the Bible leading up to the birth of Jesus. Don't be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Fear not, therefore, for you are more value than many sparrows. And that's just a couple. We'd be here all night if I was to read every scripture that talked about fear not. Don't be alarmed. And as we take a hold of those, as we work in that, as we look and think, wow, this God, this creator God, my God, Jesus is speaking to me and saying, fear not, don't be alarmed, despite the circumstances, despite the situations, despite what's going on, don't be alarmed. And in theory, it's great. I can stand up here and I can preach this message and I can maybe look like I've got it together and maybe look like I don't get alarmed and that I don't get fearful, just to say I do. From time to time, I find myself very alarmed. I'm usually alarmed in the middle of the night when one of our children wakes up and my alarm is him. But the alarm more than anything is, I've got to be up for work tomorrow. Please go to sleep. Please go to sleep. It's not time to get up. And then the worst point is when it's about 15 minutes before the alarm's actually going to go off. And you're like, oh, that is so wrong. There's nothing, honestly, that is one of the things. And that's when I become alarmed, because it's like, I'd rather it be later on. So it was kind of like 3 o'clock. It's like, oh, at least if he goes back to sleep, I've still got a couple of hours in bed. But if it's like 15 minutes, like, is it really worth it? But I will go back to sleep if I can. Sam, my wife, just can't understand it. She's like, if you're awake, just go, just stay awake. Like, I will literally go back to sleep for 5 more minutes. If it's possible, I will. I'm a master of snooze. I use my phone for my alarm, and it's nice, easy. I don't even have to look. Just like swipe my phone somewhere, and I know that I'll hit snooze at some point. And it count. If I touch it to see how long I've got left, it's a clock counting down. But yeah, so I do get alarmed, and obviously, that's joking aside. Times as well, which are a struggle and a strain, where I feel alarmed, and my focus is taken off Father God. My focus is taken off Jesus, and I become alarmed, and I need God to remind me all over again to say, Shane, don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. I've conquered the grave. I've conquered death. I'm overcome. You can live in that victory today. That's why you don't need to be alarmed. Your God, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, who knows when every sparrow falls to the ground. I love that. I love the detail of Father God in the Bible, that he knows every hair on our head. He knows every sparrow that falls to the floor. He knows the grain of sands. He knows the stars in the skies. He's a particular God. I like that kind of God. It kind of talks a little bit of OCD for me. I know that I serve a God who is a God of order and a God who knows where things have their place. And for me, that's perfect. Just to say, I did find this morning, actually. I forgot to mention this morning. So Whoever's been in my office and hid my Superman coaster under my Newton's cradle, naughty. Either that was a member of staff or my son, which he's not going to admit to it, so he probably won't even remember now. But I was like, where's my Superman coat? I have a Superman coaster. If you stand up, Tony, and turn around, it's kind of like a smaller version of that. minus this. It's all right, you can sit down now, mate. You stood up for too long then. You were enjoying that too much, weren't you? But anyway, because I like things to be in order, and a God who is a God of order, and a God who is able to see that, the God who is the God of heaven and earth, the God who knows when every sparrow falls to the ground, the God who spins each atom, who knows the complexity of each and every single situation, is saying, don't be alarmed. I've given you the promise and assurance. Don't be alarmed. Fear not. The empty tomb displays that for you, the fulfillment of the greatest of all his promises. The empty tomb is the fulfillment of the greatest promise ever given. He'd said, I'm going before you, you're going to see me again. And all the promises of Jesus declaring, and the empty tomb shows us that every single one of those promises is possible for us today. We don't need to be alarmed because the tomb was empty. Jesus had risen. Jesus did conquer death. Jesus did overcome the grave. And whatever alarms you, God knows. God knows. He's a personal God, and God knows what alarms you. God knows what goes on in your life. He knows the thing that you're worrying about tonight. He knows the thing that's alarming you tonight. He knows the thing that's even alarming you about possibly when you get home or tomorrow or when you start back at work after the bank holiday. God knows. He knows it all. He knows your worst failure. God laid it on the shoulders of Jesus Christ on Good Friday's cross. He knows your worst anxiety, even the fear of death. God shows his power has overcome death by rising Jesus from the grave to life. That we can live a life in the fullness of the kingdom of God, in the power of Jesus, in the love of Jesus, knowing that the thing that most people fear most, the fear of death, that our God is so great, our God is so good, our God is so loving, that not only did he overcome death and the grave, he demonstrated it for each and every single person to see throughout history. He demonstrated it. And today, we can be here celebrating Easter, celebrating as we do every single Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is saying to us, don't be alarmed. Fear not. Take a hold of Jesus, who is the Savior and the power that comes from the resurrection. The work of the cross is done, and the power of the resurrection is available for each and every single one of us every single day. It's fresh every day. The revelation of the cross is fresh every day. The revelation of the resurrection is fresh every day. And I love that. That, you know, God is ever-changing, but yet he stays the same. How amazing. This is what I just love about the God that we worship and the God that we serve, that he stays the same as yesterday, today, the same, and forever. But yet, there's something that changes as we change and we come to know more of him. As we come to know more of him, the God that you knew yesterday, you're going to know more of him today. You're going to go to bed tonight knowing more of Father God, more of Jesus, more of his power. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he changes your situation. He changes your circumstance. And more than anything, if you let him, if you invite him to, he changes you as well. And he transforms you more into the image of Christ. He transforms you more into be more like him, that there becomes more of him and less of you. And that's the goal for any Jesus follower, is to become more like him. A disciple is someone who wants to become like the person that is their teacher, the person that they are following. And I love the term disciple. I love the term Jesus follower. I tend to use the term disciple and Jesus follower much more than I do Christian, because I like what that talks about. And I want to become more like Jesus every day. And I know that Jesus was never alarmed because he knew the bigger picture. And he was able to send an angel to declare that word, don't be alarmed. He was able to declare through the Holy Spirit in the Bible, don't be alarmed, fear not, don't dread, don't worry, because God is on the case. And when our trust is in him, we can live in that power of the resurrection, not just on Easter Sunday, but every single day. And that is the glory of our God and the glorious grace of Jesus, that it's not just a one day thing, it's an eternal thing, because he's an eternal God with an eternal love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.